What do we know right now about oral proteasome inhibitors, including exazimib, as maintenance?
So we know that it's feasible. I think that's the main thing that we know. Really, at this point in time, we don't have phase three data available telling us that it's better than placebo, better than lenalidomide, better as a single agent versus some sort of doublet or triplet. But we do know that prolonged therapy with exazimib is feasible, which I think is a really important point. There was obviously a lot of concern that perhaps GI side effects from exazimib would make it difficult to have a patient stay on long term. But the studies that have been done thus far show, again, the feasibility of it. The question obviously is whether or not exazimib is equivalent to lenalidomide, whether there are subgroups of patients who would benefit more from exazimib than from lenalidomide. Here, I think it gets down to interesting philosophical questions about what we think lenalidomide is really doing in the post-maintenance setting. So is lenalidomide simply achieving anti-myeloma effect, and that's why patients do well for longer? Or is lenalidomide really modulating the immune system and providing kind of an immune context that allows for disease control for longer periods of time? There's been all sorts of discussions amongst the myeloma physicians about whether the dose of lenalidomide that's used in the maintenance, which is usually somewhere between 5 and 10 milligrams, is really sufficient to cause significant anti-myeloma effects, or again, whether the benefit that we see is from immune modification, which of course we know that lenalidomide has those properties. On the flip side, certainly exazimib has anti-myeloma effects, but we think that exazimib has far less immunomodulatory effects than lenalidomide. So from a maintenance perspective, exazimib long term, are we achieving benefit from simply anti-myeloma effect or immune modulating effect? That I think we don't know.
I'm curious what your thoughts are in terms of the question you posed about the lenalidomide, and specifically whether, in your mind, it's an exciting opportunity or a research thought to combine other immune strategies with lenalidomide in the maintenance setting. Of course, the one obvious one would be elotuzumab. What are your thoughts about that kind of strategy?
You know, it's something that we are very excited about. And I'll just say that through the Alliance Cooperative Group, that's actually a study that we have been trying to get up off the ground for quite some time, looking at lenalidomide with a variety of different partners and really asking the question what happens from an immune modulatory perspective, looking at immune subsets in peripheral blood and marrow, looking at response rates. I think there's many different agents out there, which we know from the relapsed refractory setting have better activity when you combine them with lenalidomide. And it's the number one question right now, which agent should we be using in combination with lenalidomide, or should we be using any combinations? Elotuzumab is a perfect example. Clearly, it's a medication that does not produce a lot of side effects. So from a long-term feasibility perspective, it should be relatively safe and easy to manage for patients. Once you get past the fact that they will be required to go into their infusion centers a couple times a month. From immunomodulatory perspective, elotuzumab has a lot of attractive properties because of its effects not only on myeloma cells, but on natural killer cells. So again, if we think that there is some sort of immune milieu that's really optimal for maintaining disease control, perhaps elotuzumab can contribute to that. But obviously, elotuzumab isn't the only option out there. Obviously, we could add a proteasome inhibitor like exazimib that we've been discussing. You could add, you know, other monoclonal antibodies like daratumumab. There are newer agents that are starting to be studied, such as HDAC inhibitors, some of which, such as the HDAC6 inhibitors, which are oral and which also could have potential as maintenance therapies. So there's a lot of potential out there. I think the question is, how do we go about designing studies to get answers as quickly as possible?
I guess the other or one other immune potential additive, particularly to an IMiD that has been looked at, but I don't know if it's been looked at in the maintenance setting, would be checkpoint inhibitors. Is there interest in looking at that in the maintenance setting?
There is, absolutely. And in fact, the study that we've been trying to get up off the ground through the Alliance, one of the arms does contain a checkpoint inhibitor. And I know there are some smaller institutional-based studies that are starting to look at that, but thus far I haven't seen any data yet, perhaps this upcoming ASH.